And we certainly want to thank the wonderful Don Bristow. Don steps up and does so many things for the gallery. He's always so willing to help. And he is also an accomplished artist, as well as being a photographer. And he's also a frequent guest on the show. So whether you need photos for your art, website for your business, Light Ray Photo Imagery is a great choice for high quality. And this is very true at a low price. For more information, you can call Don 903-920-3900 or visit lightrayphotoimagery.com, or you can call Valerosa and we can get you in touch with him as quickly as possible. So, we are honoring Don, aren't we, Lane?
Absolutely.
You call me and you ask if we could do this, and we were very, very happy to say yes.
This is the third year that Don's art is being featured on our invitations, on our voting cards. I'm a real fan of Don's work, because being a math person at heart, I know how he creates this. And if you had,
and I'm going to let you explain that.
I wish I could. The level of math he uses is not what I teach. If you haven't seen Don's work yet, it is absolutely remarkable. It's visually, it's stunning.
It is.
And from a technical standpoint, printing it on aluminum, which is very difficult to do. And not only that, if you have a pair of 3D glasses.
And we're going to do that.
it looks three-dimensional when you look through it. It's just absolutely exceptional. And last year also, and in the prior year, but last year specifically, Don's photography was featured with the exhibit pamphlet that we had and the brochure that we created. So not only is his artwork featured, his photography skills are as well. Mm-hmm. So just very thankful for all that Don does.
Yes, and he does it for us.
Absolutely.
We don't pay him to do it. And this is the process. Once we finish up the selection committee, and the people's choice is next, and that is going to happen on the 16th. From five to seven at the gallery. Then all of that art, the ones that are chosen, and we usually put about 33, don't we? Anywhere from 30 to 33, depends on size and space.
Yes.
Once those pieces are chosen and they're moved out to the College of Pharmacy on the 20th, we move it on the 18th. We move it. It doesn't matter. But anyway, we move it out the Friday after, and we move it in there that morning, and at noon, Don comes out, and then we'll have different people that will be there, and we just feed him a piece of art. He takes a professional photo of it, and then we set it aside, and we usually put it in a classroom. I think people need to know what's going on. This is not an easy process. This is a very, very labor-intensive process.